Glory.
All right, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You know, I like the way that Brother Horton brought that out about the two witnesses. That, you know, I never thought about them being the two witnesses. I just always thought it was two angels. So Nick said something and then he clarified it. But anyway, I thank God for...
Yeah, that's Monday night discussion.
Yeah, I thank God. You know,
in time discussion, Monday night.
One thing I can say, you can always learn something fresh, dog, that you never talk about.
Something fresh.
Something fresh, yeah.
You know, and everything you learn, it helps you along the way.
He's getting free commercial over here.
He's been on the radio.
Monday night, bro.
He's on the radio station.
Yeah.
This is free. We're giving you a free plug.
Yeah. And we're putting all of them on the website. I got a website called newlivingletters.com. So
amen.
I got to get
you got his teaching from Monday night on there?
I got to get the recorder, and I have it on there.
You got it on there.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to come.
It's not up there yet, but I have it on there next week.
All right. I'll make sure I get the recorder,
I'm going to put them on
there. I've got all that copied down. I'm looking up the letters right now to see what he's talking about right there.
And you know, they're good.
It was deep.
Yeah, I know it was. I really made me sick to even, you know.
Now, the files are long, so every teaching is on three files. You're just going to have to hit the button, listen to about 28 minutes, and then listen to another one like that. But anyway, with the website I got, that's the best we could do for now.
What's the name of that website again?
NewLivingLetters.com.
NewLivingLetters.com.
And I just posted a new... writing on there called patience.
Okay.
Okay. We're in chapter 3, and you know, the Lord is good. He has a plan for everything. Verse 1 says, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they had laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength.
Can you imagine that?
And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And the lame man which was healed held Peter and John. All the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he entered into the temple. Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man whole? And he gave glory to God, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go." Now, they had been with Jesus many years, you know, the 3 years that they walked with Jesus, and they learned from him. And they learned to use their faith. And the Holy Spirit was with them. See, the Holy Spirit interprets the word that you receive. They saw the examples of Jesus' life. They saw what he did. But they didn't do these things until when the Holy Spirit came. It all came together for them. I tell people all the time, take in the Word of God. Feed your heart the Word of God. Not only to memorize it, but just not, sometimes people think they can just read it, and they read it, and it's and they but you use the Word of God. The Word of God is just like fuel to a car. You know, you put your gas in your car and you drive off of it, and the gas level goes down. Well, we live off the Word of God, and then as we receive it, the Holy Spirit helps us interpret it in its rightly divided form. Mm-hmm. Now,
that's good.
With all this in mind, they worked a miracle, and the gift of working the miracles was there too. So everything that we have already, we have the same thing, and we can do the same thing. The main thing we have to do is yield to Him. Over here in Mark chapter 4, this is after the parable of the sower. And he said, verse 24, and he said unto them, take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you. And to you that hear shall more be given. For he had said to him that had that, For he that hath to him shall be given, and he that has not from him shall be taken, even that which he has. So the way we measure God's word is the way it works back in our lives. And we, being a child of God, being in the blood covenant with God, being in the kingdom of God, we have all the rights and privileges of everyone that's in heaven. But one more thing, we have authority to operate in the earth because we still have the flesh suit, our body. When we take in the word, whatever the Holy Spirit, I said, sometimes there are cases where people may need to know something that, and the Lord can use me to answer it, but I don't know it. So I said, Lord, if I'm around somebody that I can help, help me help them, help me know to help them. Create a situation where I can get the word to them that they need. Yielding to the Lord, you know, as we do those things, the Lord is always there to help us do these things. And these kind of miracles, chapter 3 miracles, I wish it happened more. We all do.
Let's believe for it. There's an outpouring coming.
Yeah.
When the outpouring came on them, these men became different men. They wouldn't like the little men.
And
the Spirit generously poured out some. He got some more. He didn't give it all to them.
Yeah, and
he
see,
got some more to pour out on us.
And we can do this. We do have to believe for it.
Amen. And our day is coming.
And
for the gift of faith too, that we can believe in the supernatural.
Yeah.
It's coming.
This kind of
people are going to emerge. It's coming. Mm-hmm. Get your mind set that way. See, I'm trying to. Set your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I believe
he's
going to use me to do it.
Yeah.
I believe he's going to use you to do it.
Oh, yes. I'm first in line.
Well, I'm right behind you, pushing you.
Yeah, he's going to use a body of people.
Right.
He's going to use the church.
Well, see, the reason nobody did it before Peter and John, that was wrong teaching. Lack of knowledge and wrong teaching. People weren't used to it because they didn't expect God was always there to do it.
He did it in the Old Testament. He was always there to do it.
You know, Elisha raised a man from the dead. God was always ready, but man was not always ready.
Amen.
If we want to be ready, we're going to have to go in His presence and learn from Him.
In His presence.
See, some of the Old Testament scriptures are talking about our time. The Lord told Daniel that the people that do know their God will do exploits. Mm-hmm. We see what Peter did. We want to do it. But if we're going to do it, we're going to have to go in His presence. And the reason for it is because the areas of doubt and unbelief that may exist, the Lord can help us destroy that so that we can operate.
Amen.
Yielding to the Lord, it requires learning from the Lord. Taking in His word, you know, it's easy to see somebody else doing it. Hey, well, he was an apostle. That's why he did it. No, he was a child of God. That's why he did it.
Amen.
Being an apostle doesn't give you any, it doesn't give you any advantage over what a regular Christian can do. The only thing he just had on assignment that he had to do. If you're called to a ministry, you call to an office, there are gifts that will help you do perform the office. But any child of God can do what Peter did. Every child of God can do it.
Amen.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to even be called to the fivefold ministry.
Oh, no.
To do this. Mm-hmm. Because over here, he said, take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. In other words, every child of God in the kingdom of God is unlimited. We put the cap on it, not God. And if we want to do more, measure what we already read and measure it greater. Confess with it. I can do this. Whenever you read about a miracle, it's a good idea to confess, I can do this.
I like that.
I can do this.
I'm trying to get your mind changed to that. You, not just Peter.
This is not only our ability, it's our heritage. We got it from the Lord. The Holy Spirit is here to help us. And then you have to look at God, because people they don't expect it. Sometimes we fear what people don't think. And some of them ain't gonna like it. Who cares? I don't like what they do.
You know, you said the important thing there, Apostle, the Holy Spirit. Uh-huh. You know, these disciples, they came so alive when the Holy Spirit came in us. And, you know, this is the Holy Spirit hour. We've got to, I don't want to say team up with him, but we have to get with him.
We have to team up with him. Just like Pastor said, he come to help us together. You know, it's our responsibility, but he come to help us do it.
He's our helper.
And in his presence, you learn his courage. You learn his love. His love casts out all fears.
You learn his courage, his love. Yeah. That's good.
And then sometimes the thing he teaches me about people, I start, what used to make me afraid or feel uncomfortable, I start laughing about it. You know you're growing when the same situations that would happen come up to challenge you, and you're laughing at it. If you're laughing at it, you've grown in the Lord. When you see things happen, you know that he's with you. You know that it's working. There's two things you have to deal with. One is believing that you can do it. But after you're doing it, you have to be able to still focus on God and not what happened, because if you look at what happened too long, you can get in pride. Mm-hmm. And God hates pride.
And you see how Peter took their eyes, because they were looking at Peter now.
Mm-hmm.
Peter
and the first
says,
thing he did,
looking so at us like we did.
He redirected their focus back to the Lord, where it belonged.
Amen.
They were used to not looking unto the Lord, and a lot of people are the same way. There's another problem. The Lord He can do many more miracles, but he's not going to do it on people that's not after his heart. There are people that are able to operate in faith right now, but they don't have his heart.
That's good.
And what happened is, just like the people look to Peter, they try to look. They'll look to you. If God work a miracle through you, and if your heart is not like his heart, that you have their attention, and whatever you do is the gospel, good or bad. So until people get his heart and can be stable with it and can remain focused no matter what happened, because when a miracle happened, it's a game changer. Everything happens.
Not only that, they didn't, whenever they did that and stuff, they did not care what anybody was thinking. Mm-mm. See, they just automatically, you know, because I've seen people pray like that, but yet they're still in the wheelchair.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then everybody says, well, I guess it was just not God's will.
No.
You know, but no, they didn't care what man thought or anything. They just went and got the guy, picked him up in the name of Jesus, you walk. Arise and walk.
Mm-hmm. And see,
and we got to get out of the man situation where we're going to be afraid of what man's going to think about us.
Remember, faith looks to God. Pride looks within, and fear looks to man. Without the heart of God, it's almost useless if God uses a person to do a great miracle if their heart is not toward God, because they can cause people to go astray, to not do what God expects. I've seen ministers that have gotten over in pride. they do things a certain way, and the people look to them. And whatever they do, the people do. I have been at churches teaching what God gave me, and some of it may have sounded new to them, and I'd see half the people looking at the pastor to see how he was going to judge it. And these are things that the Lord has to deal with. But when the Lord has people that will follow him and know him and have his heart and his courage and will be stable, then you're going to see the miracles happen that God's been wanting to do a long time. It has to be in that order. We can pray, but do pray. You can do these things. It's actually easy. Everything of God is easy. It's easy to do. But you just have to have his heart. And when he releases you to do it, you at that point in your life, you're able to work the miracle and walk the line, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. You're going to be faithful to God before the miracle, during the miracle, and after the miracle. Peter and John, they were faithful before the miracle, during the miracle, and after the miracle. They didn't change. They stayed focused on, they were just as focused on Jesus as this day as they were on the day of Pentecost. Because he preached the same message at the temple that he did on the day of Pentecost. So, with this in mind, we can do all things. We can grow we can go in his presence and learn who he is. And stay focused on it.
Amen.
And we can measure it big and work great miracles. Some people are able to do it now. But it takes the Holy Spirit organizes the anointing. So he I said one time, the Lord don't just answer our prayers, he honors our prayers. If you give a person too much money and they're not ready for it, it can do more harm than good.
That's true.
Kill some of them.
Mm-hmm. Some of them may end up in debt. Some of them may end up in debtor's court. It's the same way with the Lord knows what he's doing. The Holy Spirit, if he tells you to do something, you're ready. Go do it. He's with you, but look at him the same before the miracle, during the miracle, and after the miracle.
And, you know, you brought an interesting point about, you know, giving somebody money too soon, they're not ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these men had positioned themselves to receive.
Mm-hmm.
They had did what Jesus told them to do, to go wait, mm-hmm. give in, do it, pal. And what was they doing? They was on their way to prayer.
Yeah.
They kept prayer. They kept themselves. See, usually when we can see a move of God at some time, we won't keep ourselves in prayer. We won't stay focused.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right.
We want is just that one miracle and just go.
Remember, obedience is the first stage of prosperity.
Amen.
When you're in obedience, you're attracting prosperity in all forms, not just money, but miracles, all things, the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God. Obedience, as you obey him, you learn more. You learn part of it from hearing, and then you learn more as you do it. And then you're a candidate to learn even greater things.
Amen.
The Lord, I thank you for being in our midst. I thank you for your presence. Help us to go forward. Help us to win greatly with your kind of victory in this last stretch of time. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.